You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting U.S. Representative John Faso dismissed his critics and vowed victory for Republican candidates in remarks made at a political fundraiser on April 22nd. Quote, "There is no doubt excessive polarization in our country," the Kinderhook Republican said. Quote, "The other side is very energized. They are determined to reverse the outcome of the 2016 election. That's what this is really about, folks, when you really cut to the chase. The Democrats, if they win control of the House of Representatives, the very first item on the agenda is going to be impeachment," he said. Faso said Democrats have failed to produce anything that could be seen as an impeachable offense. Quote, "Excessive tweeting is not an impeachable offense. Last time I looked," he laughed. Faso told those in attendance that Republicans should talk to Democrats to find common ground. At the same time, he characterized, quote, "people on the other side," end quote, as intolerant. In late 2017, the first-term congressman was named one of roll call's 10 most vulnerable House incumbents at midterm. A field of 7 Democrats are currently vying to unseat him in November. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media residents, environmental advocates, and politicians rallied April 22nd at Ernest R. Lasher Memorial Park in Germantown in opposition to the Amtrak proposal to build 600 feet of fencing in Columbia and Dutchess counties, thereby preventing access to the Hudson River. The towns of Germantown, Stockport, and Stuyvesant in Columbia County and Rhinebeck and Tivoli in Dutchess County would be impacted by the plan. Protesters carried signs at the rally with messages such as "Stop the fence" and "No fences, no gates, no wall." The Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee has found that Amtrak's proposal is not consistent with the state's coastal management plan and the gates are unnecessary. The committee chair, Jennifer Crawford, said, quote, "I want the train to be here, but I want the train to let me be here as well. CSX tried to block us from this land as recently as 2001, but we rallied and the gates came down," end quote. Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione attended the rally and called the proposal misguided and ill-conceived. "The project will impede first responders from doing their jobs in a timely manner," she added. Marchione also said she will express her opposition directly to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat, said local voices deserve to be heard and a public meeting between residents and Amtrak representatives should be held. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Democrat Brian Flynn, a candidate in the 19th Congressional District primary, is taking steps to offset his campaign's carbon footprint, much like fellow Democrat Gareth Rhodes. In an update to his April 22nd story, Lombardo reports Flynn, the founder of the New York chapter of Environmental Entrepreneurs, has already purchased 90 metric tons of carbon pollution to offset the environmental footprint of his campaign. E2 is a coalition of business owners who advocate for responsible environmental policies. E2 spokesman Michael Timberlake told TheOtherHudsonValley.com. The organization has 9 chapters with 1,000 members. Flynn was involved with the organization from 2008 through 2012. There are 7 Democrats vying for the opportunity to unseat first-time U.S. Representative John Faso in November. The Democratic primary will be held June 26th. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Empire Livestock in Chatham will close its doors May 1st. Empire Livestock General Manager Kenneth Krutz made the announcement April 20th. He said the closure was due to changes in the market and challenges in finding experienced and willing employees in this region. According to its website, Empire Livestock is the largest full-service dealer of livestock in the Northeast and currently maintains 9 locations statewide. The company buys animals from farmers to sell at auction. Quote, "The beef industry has changed and the competitive nature is driving changes in the marketplace," Krutz said. Quote, "The Chatham market is in a region where some cattle buyers are able to offer direct pickup services," end quote. With the closure of the Chatham market, the nearest Empire location will be Central Bridge, Schoharie County. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.